Now, a senior Orange Order member has said the organisation may no longer give police notice of parades. The reason it's been given is that loyalist flag protesters have been able to march into Belfast every week without a parades commission ruling. Here's what the Reverend Mervyn Gibson told BBC television last night.
You could fill in a form, get a silly determination from the parades commission, and then be arrested by the police and questioned about that and possibly face charges on that determination, whereas if you don't put in a form at all, then there's no charges against you because it's not an illegal parade. That anomaly needs to be cleared up, and cleared up quickly, or we could be in a mess. Certainly the institution will be looking at it as a tactic. Do we put forms in, do we not? As we'll look at many tactics over the next coming months with regard to the coming season.
It's understood the Parades Commission has not ruled because legal advice indicates it does not have the power to do so. The Commission was told it can only rule where parades are notified to the police. So what will this mean for the up and coming marching season? Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly with us this morning. Morning to you, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. You've just said a matter of minutes ago, by the way, that the Chief Constable has lost the plot.
Yes, and I stand over it, Stephen. Just let me deal with Mervyn Gibson first. Mervyn Gibson is basically up the ante. He's a very senior member of the Orange Order. I went through, along with others, a year's negotiation trying to sort out the whole parading issue, and he was part of it. And I just, you know, what does that mean now? He's pulled off that entirely. To connect that then to Matt Baggett and the police, what they have done is they have handed this to the loyal orders on a plate. They have basically said, you know, if you don't notify, then we will facilitate the parade. He was on last night saying that he would facilitate a peaceful parade, and it has been a process of appeasement. What is left out of all of this, of course, is that there's 27 of these marches have gone past the Nationalist Enclave of Shortstrand. The place has been attacked on a number of occasions, and it constantly takes sectarian abuse, as indeed happens on Clifton Street and many other places where these parades pass Catholic areas.
So what are you saying here this morning to the Orange Order?
Well, what I'm saying to the Orange Order, it is quite bizarre, and Jeffrey Dallance was on also talking about Republicans this morning. It's quite bizarre that after 3 months of this, that Mervyn Gibson is not saying, we need to sit down and think this out. We don't want this situation to get worse. This is about celebrating a culture, but we don't want to use that culture against other people. And unfortunately, because remember, in the last 3 years, and the statistics are there, loyal order parades have not gone down in number. They've actually gone up in number. And that means more confrontation. A small handful of them are contentious. It could be sorted out. If I was in the Orange Order, I would be certainly trying to deal with those contentious parades, because there's no issue around the vast bulk of these other parades, which are held within areas which they are welcomed in, which is part of culture, which they want to celebrate that culture, and that's all fine. But when it becomes the sectarian attack or a sectarian verbal attack on Catholic areas when they're walking past these small enclaves, then you have Shortstrand. I mean, people, I've been over there. People are living under siege. They're wondering which way they can move out of an area on a Saturday these days.
It's so depressing, this, is it not? Coming up to the summer, here we go again. The protests that have been in the city centre, the questions over the impact that there's been on our economy and our lives because of those, and now into the summer, the prospect of it not being good for us here in our community in Northern Ireland, no matter which side of the divide we think we live on. And the politicians can't agree, can't come up with compromise.
Well, first of all, I agree entirely with you. But you have to work out in the end, you know, what this agreement means. So there's this whole argument. It's no change. We've known from the beginning of the Parades Commission that unionism and loyalism has been against it and wanted to do away with it. Now, the easiest way to do away with the Parades Commission is in the small handful of parades that you sit down with the residents, never mind the politicians for the moment. I'm not trying to get out of this. You know, we have a part to play, all of that. But you sit down with the residents, you come to an accommodation, which everybody accepts, and then you move on. And this issue, because it affects policing, of course, as well, because now the confidence within policing is taking a nosedive, both in in Republican and Nationalist areas and in Unionist and Unionist areas.
Is that responsible for you to say?
Why not step back, sit down and have the conversation and make all of it irrelevant because we don't have contentious
people? What is your olive branch to the Orange Order?
Well, in terms of what? Because, you know...
In terms of these parades, they have they have...
I know, but listen, Stephen, you know...
They have watched... Well, hold on a second, Jerry.
But
they have watched these flag protests, protesters, and they have watched the fact that they have not applied to the Parades Commission, and they have been facilitated, and they have been able to protest, and they have been able to gather. And so they're thinking to themselves, why bother? Going through that process?
Is that not
for them logical?
No, and unfortunately, I understand that position because they're saying, well, why would we bother? I mean, Mervyn Gibson articulated it last night.
So isn't he right?
But let me say this.
Why should he bother?
But the reason they should bother is because if they really believe that they want to celebrate their culture and they want to celebrate it without it being used against other people in Catholic areas, people who do not want these parades and the sectarian abuse that they get and all the stuff around the chapels, then surely the thing to do is to say, look, let's pull away from those small handful of parades which are causing, or at least let's talk it out with the people involved. And that's the way to pull back from that. Because, you see, the olive branch has already been handed out by the residents. It's not the politicians who need to hand out an olive branch here, because, unfortunately, you know, the unionists are going to disagree with us. They do not show good leadership. You know, they follow, you know, show me where my people go so that I may lead them, is the philosophy of unionism. So that isn't going to happen. So why not the loyal orders themselves, instead of saying, here's a great tactic that we've just been handed by the police, the get-out-of-jail card.
Well,
why don't they say, let's sit down, look, this is going the wrong place.
Here you are this morning now, and let's turn to the police. Here you are this morning suggesting that the chief constable has lost the plot. And yet you understand the very difficult situation that any police officer was in Northern Ireland and the operational difficulty that the senior officers had. There was the potential, given the level of heat. You heard it, I heard it. There was immense heat in Northern Ireland over recent weeks and months. No one has been seriously injured. Do you not commend the part the police played in that?
Well, let me try and answer that.
Do you really want them to get their batons out and start battering people?
No, I don't. I mean, I've been on, just let's be clear about this, I've been on record about overzealous police no matter where it is, and I've been on record about the use of AEPs or plastic bullets.
Precisely.
So, I mean, I've said I don't want them used on any community. So let me be very, very clear with that. So do I understand that the police are dealing with the symptoms of a political and social problem? Absolutely. I absolutely understand that. However, they have to take responsibility for the way that they deal with it. And what happened on the 3rd of December was that they took over an issue which up to that point would have been dealt with by the Parades Commission. You know, is there anybody who actually believes that if Republicans tried to walk down past a small Protestant enclave, you know, 30 times a year, that the PS and I would not step in and say, no, you're not doing it because it's a public order issue. And it has been a public order issue. And instead of them dealing with that, they have said the biggest threat is coming from loyalism. He said it himself at a Westminster committee.
Who said this?
Matt Baggett said, you know, my worry is that we might end up dealing with 10 and 15,000. Where did he get the numbers from? It's because his own officers weren't saying that. So he's saying the biggest threat comes from loyalism. I don't want to be dealing with 10 or 15,000.
But what do you expect the Chief Constable to do?
Pardon?
What do you expect the Chief Constable to do?
Well, what I expect the Chief Constable to do is to make sure these parades do not go near interfaces, to protect the people.
How?
Well, stop them.
How? Because you don't want the police to use force. How?
Well, listen to me. Have you ever said to me, Stephen, with respect, when they have stopped a Republican crowd, have you ever said to me, you know, how do they stop that crowd? Have I not sat here and listened to people saying, these are thugs, get them off the street, you know, use force, you can't accept this. This is
a, so do you know, want the police to use force?
Let me ask this question.
What level of force?
I see, I'm not the one who's arguing force here. Just bear that in mind. But let me ask
you are, Jerry. You are, Jerry, because you're asking the police to stop the parades. You're asking the police to stop the parades. And you know if the police whisper in the ears of some of these protesters or people in parades, they're going to do nothing.
Are you saying to me that the biggest threat is the threat that works? In other words, because Loyalists have made the bigger threat, that then you have to appease that. But if Republicans decided to have a march down past a Loyalist area, would you be on saying to me, the police can't do anything?
You're supporting
like
the
that.
Use of force, aren't you? You are supporting the police. Well, what is the alternative? What should the police do? Put yourself in Matt Baggett's situation.
The police are allowing the use of force to dictate what they will do.
What's
so
their
they
alternative?
They're afraid of dealing with the issue of violence because there might be more violence. Now, I have never heard that philosophy come from any other chief constable. It is not an acceptable way to do it. Let me ask this last question. I know you want to come in.
Well, I just want to bring Geoffrey Donaldson in. I want to bring Geoffrey Donaldson.
Well, just let me ask this one. If there is no parade or no notice given on the parade to pass Ardoyne this year, are we going to get Nigel Dodds and Nelson McCausland marching in the Orange Parade past, even though there's no notification?
Geoffrey Donaldson from the DUP, what do you think the answer should be to that last question?
Well, I think that we all need to take steps to try and calm the situation down. I'm very concerned about the prospects looking ahead over the next few weeks and months. We know from intelligence coming in that dissident Republicans are planning to engage in riotous behaviour against the parades and to protest and to create confrontations on the streets. So we need to be aware of that. And, of course, the police find themselves caught in the middle, and I understand the difficulties that Matt Baggett has, and I certainly don't want to see a heavy-handed approach being taken, because that will only exacerbate the situation.
But the police have got to have a tough line, Geoffrey, don't they? They've got to say if you break the law, there will be consequences. Do you support people suggesting that they will simply not apply to the Parades Commission, no matter what the law says?
Well, Stephen, our position has been consistently clear. People should act within the law, and that remains our view. Now, I understand the frustration of the leadership of the Orange Order. We have had, in the past, parades without any notice being given, parades in places like Dungiven up in Londonderry, where people parade in paramilitary garb, display replica weapons, glorify terrorism, no notice given, no action taken. And you can understand the frustration of Orange leaders when they cooperate fully with the police, they cooperate fully
police
with the Parade Commission, they give
subsequent
notice, and often they're the people who are punished.
I find it amazing that Geoffrey, after 3 months of these illegal parades, of unnotified parades, of flag protests, of violence, that Geoffrey comes on to talk about Republicans. He has to go in search of Republican parades to try and balance it off. Here's the fact. The fact is that last year, 66% of all parades were loyal orders. 3% were Republicans, and the rest were civil parades and processions. That's the facts. To go in search of some excuse for what Orangism and Loyalism is doing, and for the fact, you know, and let's deal with this. The vast majority of these parades, over 3,000 of them, are in Loyalist and Unionist areas. There is no issue about them. They do reenactments
all
Geoffrey,
do you want to respond to Jerry?
Reenactments all the time, and he goes in search of a Republican parade
Geoffrey?
To try and balance that off.
Well, I'm simply saying that no matter what the statistics, there has to be a level playing field and people have to be treated equitably. And Jerry is wrong to suggest that this is just a question of Republican parades versus parades on the Unionist or Loyalist side. He will know full well, because many of the problems occur in the area that he represents, that when the loyal orders put in lawful notice to the police, when they are subjected to the full rigours of the Parades Commission, that the trouble often is fomented by those who oppose the parade, by those who engage in protest,
okay,
and give no notice of their protest.
Geoffrey Donaldson.
And those are the kind of issues that we need to be addressing, Stephen, in the wider context.
So,